Eliezer comes to meet, or he's coming to meet Rivka, or she's on her, he meets her. So the Sipurnu explains what took place over there. He says that the one that will say Gam Gamalecha Ashke, Oiso Hechachtol Ablochol Yitzchak, the one that's going to offer not just to give him what he needs to drink, but also to give drink to the camels, she'll be the one whose La'abdechol Yitzchok is appropriate. Ki roi, the Sipurna says, you don't have it here. I think that's missing over here. I'm sorry. Ki roi lishoyel sheyishal pochos mitzorchoi shaloi lahatriach. One who's requesting of someone should ask less, not to be matriach the person. Uveroi lenodiv, and the one who is giving generously, sheyosef v'yaseh lishoyel dey machzor shel yoyoyser. The one who is giving should give everything the person needs, and maybe even more. Okay. Oiso chachto yisarto v'hoiriso oiso musar haskel be'oifen shetia ra'uya la'avdechol Yitzchak. He now has this sign. She has been disciplined and taught in Musar Haskel. She has the basic understanding of Musar, of how you have to deal bein odom lachaveroi, in a way that she now becomes, excuse me, he has an indication that she's roi for Yitzchok as a wife. Okay. Then he goes on. She offers to drink. She offers to give him the drink. And then on the next part, later on, it says a pasuk chof. It says vatemaher, she runs to give the drink. Ki hamehirus ba'avodas hameshores, when one is quick in serving in the being a meshores and in the avoida of serving someone, yoro el hayois hanevad nechshav etzloi. It shows that the one that this person is serving is choshev to him. The speed shows the chashivus. Then it goes on mishtoi. He was waiting to see what's going to happen. Mishtoimim al roiv hazihirus lasois chesed. He was mishtoimim. He was like shocked. Look at the extent that she goes to do chesed. Maharish v'loy omar lo al titrechi kol kach k'mo shoy roi b'choy kamusar. He didn't say, oh, take it easy, don't, you know, really, I'll pick Musa, you should have told her, take it easy, don't run. She must have been running back and forth. Maybe she was 3 years old, according to one opinion, so with a lot of heavy stuff she was doing. Lodas, lahakir mitoich oifen chasodeo uzrizuso, hayitzliach Hashem darko. He wanted to recognize, to see, he didn't tell her to stop this resource, running back and forth to make sure she takes care of all the camels. Well, he wanted to know, from the way she's doing this chesed, from her chesed and the zrizus with which she does it, hayitzliach Hashem darko, im yia al tzad ha-toiv ha-chesed ha-gomur, im loy, if this is mitzad toiv and chesed or not, v'sheyia kol ze l'tikvas eiz eschar. Maybe that what this is, that she wants to get paid. So he sees a zrizus, and he's waiting to see if that zrizus is a sign of the tuv and the chesed gomur that she's doing, or imloi, maybe she's putting in all these efforts because she wants to get paid for it, and she's doing a job, and this is all part of her effort to get payment, to make money. So it seems over here that there's a few things, but just to make it very brief, one thing seems very interesting. He sees this zrizus and he stops. He says, it's suspicious to him. He made the condition originally. What's the condition? The condition he said originally was that the one that will say Gam Gmalecha Ashke, and that will show that she has this Musa Haskel. This, I'm sorry, that was the one. It's not on the sheet. He says,
No,
that this is the one that she has a Musa Haskel, he wanted to see if she's going to say Gam Gamalecha Ashke, then she is the one that has this Musar in her, this sensitivity, this Beinol Machaveroi, this maybe Tzar Balei Chayim, I don't know, whatever it is, something which will indicate. Does not say anything about the way she does it. So the way she does it is not really part of his original simon that he made to himself. What happens? Then he sees that she's doing it with such rizus, and he stops. He sees, he looks at this rizus, and all of a sudden he's suspicious. And he says, what is this rizus about? Is this the shleimus with which she's doing the mitzvah, with the Musa Haskel, the chesed that she's doing? Or maybe this is something that she's doing in order to get paid for. So two things. Number one, it seems that it wasn't part of his original plan. The original thing was the one who's going to say Gam Gamalecha Ashke. That sensitivity is the sign that she's roi for Yitzchak. Then all of a sudden he sees this extra measure of running and zrizus in doing chesed, and that creates a chash. What's going on over here? Is this a product of human shleimus? Or is this, he had a little suspicion, maybe she's looking for some ulterior motive. So it sounds like that sometimes, and that wasn't necessary in what he demanded as the sign. So sometimes that he had a sign, and he would have been satisfied with that. But when I see it overly done, I see it in an exaggerated form, I have a chash, I say, I don't know, is that really the super, super, super balas chesed? Or is it maybe something there, just an effort to make a couple of bucks? So the extra measure of zrizus created some kind of a chshad. And when he finds out she doesn't ask for any money, so then he was satisfied. But it also sounds like that had she asked to be paid for what she did, she worked very hard. She put in a couple hours. I don't know how long it took, and it's a lot of effort and a lot of, especially if she was 3 years old, but I don't know. But Lemaisa, so she has to be paid. So what? So now that's not, there's all of a sudden, now there's not that shleimus. It undermines everything. It sounds like that the shleimus, that the zahirus, the zrizus, could either be shleimus or asking for money. But it couldn't be that she would ask for money and say, she really did it b'shleimus. She's a total balas chesed. She does it b'leiv sholim with such zrizus. The only thing is, she also feels, listen, I put in so much effort, I put in time, I want to be paid for my time. Schar batola. I want to be paid something. It seems if there was any money involved in this, then that would have, by definition, created a matzav where there's something missing. It can't be that I'm asking for money and I'm doing it b'shleimus. It would, whether the pshat is that the asking for money is memela pegeya, does something to undermine the shleimus, or if a person is doing something b'shleimus, then it's not shayach to even think of asking for money. But there's something about that. So two things. Number one, that the extreme, going to an extreme more than he anticipated, more than he thought was normal and necessary, creates a chshad. And that chshad is such that if in fact I find out that it was for money, then it cannot be that would have broken the shidduch. She can't be roy. It wasn't my original condition. But no, if now that I see that I see an extreme shleimus, but I also see money, it can't be. It doesn't. It takes it away even from the minimal condition that he made, and now it can't be a shidduch anymore because there's some, by definition, some gum over here in the sincerity with which I do this resource because of the fact that I ask for money. Just an idea. Then just one other thing, very briefly. Lavan hears that Eliezer came, and it says Vayoras Lavan Elohish Lirois Oireach Oshir Shabala Ir. Lavan says is a rich. He heard rumor that a rich guest has come to the city. He wasn't interested in Achnosas Orchim. He was interested poshet in one thing. There's a rich man coming to town. Let's see what we could do about it. Then it says, "Vayhi kiroises hanezim esatzmidim aydechoisoi vechoshuv she'ein roi lios kofui toivo." He says, He gave her things. I can't be kofri toiv. I can't deny the toiv. I have to be appreciative. Okay, and then he says, yes, come. You have to come in. And he says, you can come. And I made place for you. I made place for the gemalim. Why are you standing? Bachutz. Ani pinisi es habayis. Ba'adcho ba'ad anoshecho. U'mokum la'gemalim. U'pinisi gam kein mokum ba'ad ha'gemalim. I made room for your gemalim. I took care of you. Full service. Achnosis orchim. So here you got this Rosh Lovan. Rosh, you know, Chazal say about Rosh Lovan Bikesh Lakor Es Hakoil. He had, this was later on, but he was loving her Rosh, no question about it. And when he sees a person, he sees only one thing. Hi, the guy's coming, he has a group of people, he has a lot of gemalim with him. Lovan doesn't see any Achnosis Orchim. It's not in my world view. I'm not interested in that. I see one thing, a rich man, who knows what I could benefit for myself from it. But then all of a sudden, what does he see? He sees he gave gifts to his sister. This Rosha, who's not thinking about Loilach Nisubabesa, he's not interested. He only came by Yorot Slovin Eloish, one purpose, not like Avram Avinu to run to do Chesed, Achnos Sorochim, only to see the Oshir. The Ashiras is what interested him. All of a sudden, he gave my sister some gifts. All right, very nice. He didn't give it to me, gave it to my sister. But he says, V'choshav shein roi lios kofui toiv. I can't be kofui toiv. So what did he do? Cleans out the whole house. I make room for them. I make room for him. I make room for his men. I make room for his camels. Everything. Why? All because I can't be kofui toiv. So it's very interesting. This midah of hakoras hatoiv, or the realization that you can't be kofri toiv, must be so deeply rooted in the human, in the tzelem elikim, that even this Lovan, who has absolutely no interest in that, Lovan Horosha, who eventually was looking to destroy Yaakov and his whole family, I don't know if at this point he was, but it sounds to it, he said before, he answered before, Psuel, it was Lovan Horosha, he says, and he's not interested in anything except this guy's money. But all of a sudden, you gave some gifts to my sister? That changes everything. That person can be not holding by anything decent, by chesed, by achnosis orchim, or by koras hatoiv. I can't be kofri toiv. I can't. You did something that brings forth some deep-rooted internal feeling that I just got to go all out to take care of you. That much, yes. What I can't do for chesed, and what I can't do for Hatovo, and what I won't do for Rachamim, he comes in this, where are they going to stay? What? He's in a strange place. But not to be kofri toiv, that brings it forth. Which means that there's a deep-rooted appreciation of Hakoras HaToiv. And if that's the case, I think that certainly that it must be a very significant part of the human being, because even it's found even in such a Rosha, and it's something that if we find ourselves lacking in it, it's nothing that we could take lightly, because if Lovan was capable of it, so there's no reason why we shouldn't be capable of it. Memel, I think it creates like a new level of chiyuv, a new level of recognition of how much we're mechuyev, because even Lovan was capable of that, and the Kol Shekein we should be able to be sensitive to not to be kofri toiv.